And we'll talk golf coming up here in 15 minutes. One of the most extraordinary golf stories that we've seen in a major in a long time. The story of Michael Block. Stay tuned for that. Brooks Koepka was your winner. And we were wondering if Tiger Woods watched this weekend. Tiger was not playing, as he's still trying to come back from that car accident, leg injury, all the surgeries. So we have a number for Tiger. We thought we'd give him a call this morning and see how he spent his PGA Championship weekend. I bet he watched.
I would think so. I would hope so.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Yeah.
Tiger, it's the Musers.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger.
Tiger.
Hi. What are y'all calling me for?
Well, we always call you the Monday after a major and the PGA Championship was played. Normally, it's to find out how you played and how you enjoyed it, but we were wondering if you watched this weekend.
Well, you know, I didn't play in it, so I figured you wouldn't be calling me.
Oh, well, we've done that before. We've called you when you haven't played.
I know, but it's kind of embarrassing that I'm not playing in a major, isn't it?
Well, you know, you're battling through some things.
I know, but will you do me a favor, since I have you guys on the line?
Sure.
Actually, two favors. Yeah. One, turn down the speakers out there.
All right, I think we got them.
Good. And second, will you tell Brooks Koepka that he ain't that great?
Well, he just won a major.
Yeah, he just got his fifth major.
He's walking around like he's won five majors. And just kind of do me a favor and put him in his place and just tell him he isn't that great.
Well, Tiger, he did just win his fifth major.
I know, but you got to put it in perspective. I mean, five majors, that's like 10 majors behind me.
Okay, but
true.
You're extraordinary, though.
I mean, tell Brooks he can talk to me when he wins 15 majors.
Okay,
I mean,
15 we'll tell
majors,
him.
That's like five times as many as Brooks has won.
Well, it's three times.
Yeah.
I know, but my dad wouldn't let me learn math, so I don't know.
That's right. It was all golf with you, right?
Yeah, it was all golf. All golf. And I tell you, isn't Brooks one of those live guys?
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate those live guys.
Well,
come on. Hate's a strong word.
Speaking of live, I'm starting to think I'm not going to live long enough to win another golf tournament.
You're going to live a long time, Tiger. You're struggling right now physically to play.
But I'm thinking about quitting golf. I mean, I can't say that I'll miss golf tournaments if I quit golf, because I just can't stand the walking and the talking and the guy showing up on the patio to play Eagles covers solo for 2 hours, sawing on a cockamini at a time.
That's at this golf tournament.
They don't have that on the tour.
You know,
He just whipped his head around, by the way, Tiger.
Oh, no. Phil made the cut, I understand, but he didn't threaten to win.
He didn't.
Get close to winning. Such a dill. Did you know that he has a gambling problem?
Yeah, we've heard about that.
I love it when Phil has any kind of problems. Of course, I kind of have a woman problem.
Yeah, you do.
That does seem sort of sordid.
You know who I wish wasn't suing me so much?
Uh-oh. Who's that?
My former girlfriend.
Yeah.
Erica.
Yeah.
Carmen. The girl who accidentally went out with me for 10 years before she once got so non-horny that she broke up with me and tried to weasel out of an ironclad NDA so that she could tell the whole world about all the times that I made her come up into my treehouse and make her take her shirt at gunpoint to show me where her babies are going to drink from while I lounged in a darkened corner of the treehouse in a papasan chair wearing only dress socks and lazily tugging on my injured PGA body, fantasizing about girl Bugs Bunny kissing regular Elmer Fudd on the mouth, and Erica getting so humiliated that she then begged me to take her over the knee and spank her so that she could turn her trauma into a controllable source of ambivalent pleasure that would direct and guide her sexuality for years before we would finally climb down and she would fix me a breakfast of Lucky Charms, Cool Ranch Doritos, and pecan pie.
You made her take her shirt off at gunpoint?
She's gone.
Yeah, she's out the door, it sounds like.
Yeah, she's out the door, but that's okay. I mean, you know, my dad never wanted me to date anyway.
Yeah, distraction, right?
It's a distraction from golf, yeah. That's what he always said.
Yeah.
Golf should be the only reason that you have to live. That is a famous quote from you-know-who.
Yeah.
My dad.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The large, invariably horny manatee who, before he was post-living, once got so horned up that he chased a future cold into a land specializing in Thai food where she got born, and he waited until she reached sexual maturity, and then he hired a John Wayne Gacy impersonator to distract her so that he could horny her long enough to body spasm some reproduction into her so that 9 months later she would squat inside an auto parts store and fire a fetus on ground near the detailing aisle, and then he would grow up and be a Koepka all-time record beater. He said,
an auto parts store.
Yeah, in the detailing aisle. The detailing aisle.
Learn something new about your life every day.
5 years, Urs.
Okay, hope you're better. We'll see you.
Have fun listening to the Eagles concert.
Okay, we will. There goes Tiger. It is 8.